The sin-sick world needed saving. And though we tried and tried, we could not save ourselves. But God, in his infinite wisdom, provided a way not mapped out by human hands, but divinely directed to change the course of history. Through his Son, Jesus, salvation made its way from the thrones of heaven to the throes of humanity, arriving not in splendor, but in simplicity, as a baby. This was not entirely what was expected, but it's exactly what was needed.
Behold, the King has come, divinity incarnate, Creator of the world, breathing our air. Behold, what light has come, and the dark cannot contain it. The same finally here. Behold the Father's love beyond all comprehension. He gave his only Son to die in
accomplished, the words of the law and the prophets fulfilled. Salvation has come to the lost, sight for the blind, healing for the sick, death reversed, and sin defeated for good. So here and now at Christmas, we stand in awe and worship, not to simply sing happy songs or exchange humble gifts, but to remember why Jesus was born. For in his birth, he set course to the cross, and that cross casts an eternal light on the shadows of this world. Light that makes the darkness flee, the enemy retreat, and death itself reverse. We worship today because salvation is ours through Christ Jesus, the baby, born to die, born to save the world, and overcome the grave.
Jesus Christ, the King of Heaven. captive Israel. like the stars in the wintry sky. Joy of the Father, reach through the darkness, shine across the earth, send the shadows to flight. Light of the world, from the beginning, the tragedies of time were no match for.
Overwhelms the dark. though you have nothing, come. He is the offering, come. See what your God has done. Christ is.
Jesus. blessing and hope.